Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode one of D&Ms with Dan and Mickey. Today, we're going to talk to you about the greatest movie of 2014. I'm your host, Mickey. Let me introduce my co-host, Dan. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? I'm excited to be here today.
Yes, me too. Well, how have you been?
I've been good. I've been waiting to record this for a long time now.
It has been a while. For our 60 or so listeners who subscribed at our last podcast, we've actually taken that one down due to quality control issues. So this one is the first ever episode. Last one we've changed to episode zero and it's been deleted, but we might release that one at a future date. Who knows?
We've gone official. We're set up. We're ready to go.
Turns out we actually have to talk about something we know about, and what we did talk about last time, we didn't really know too much about.
Superheroes aren't our forte. Let's just put it that way.
Superheroes. We're big movie fans. Go to the movies a lot. Like, we also have a common problem that every time we go to the cinemas, there's nothing to see.
Yeah.
Because we've seen everything.
We've seen everything. That's it.
So, when we talk about movies, what we're going to do is work out how bad Dan's movie tastes are. Now, the reason for this...
Here we go.
Dan seems to think movies like Interstellar are a perfect 10.
A perfect 10.
Which is ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous. No,
it is super ridiculous. So, what we've done is looked up the top 54 grossing movies of 2014 and added 10 wild cards, which we think are worth being in the conversation, but didn't gross as much as some of the others.
Didn't quite make the cut.
So we've put them in a 64 movie bracket.
I think we should point out that out of these 64 movies, Mickey and I have seen, how many is it?
I think it was about
56. I think there's only six movies between us that we haven't seen. But we'll come to that.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it. I like it. So, should we get things going?
Let's get it kicked off.
This bracket.
All right. I think you're underestimating Interstellar's capability here.
Interstellar is gone. I don't care if it's matched up with like some bad movie.
It's in.
It's out. I think we should also point out that out of the top 54 grossing movies of 2014, some of them were released late 2013, but did most of their grossing in 2014. And also, all the animated movies have been taken out completely because we're going to be doing an animated movie podcast later on when we get a chance.
All right, so what do we got up first?
Up first is The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1, which was the highest grossing movie of 2014. What do you mean you don't know how?
Well, I do know how. There's too much hype behind that movie.
I went to the premiere with pre-bought tickets, and I walked straight to the front of the line because I'd bought them online, and there was hundreds of teenage girls waiting in line to buy tickets.
Good God.
I was like, these people are crazy. Anyway, that movie is up against the 64 seed, which is a wild card, Labor Day.
Okay, I think it's easier to see which one's going to win this.
Obviously, we're going to give it to Hunger Games due to the fact that it was the highest grossing movie, but Labor Day wasn't a bad movie. It's a chick flick.
Yeah, not a lot happened in either of these two movies.
Definitely, I wasn't a fan of the Hunger Games at all. I thought that was so drawn out, and then there's like only one good bit in the whole movie. Spoiler alert, Peter goes crazy and chokes Katniss. I was like, yes!
I agree.
But Labor Day was pretty good too. Escaped Con, finds refuge with a mother and child.
It's just a classic story. Happy ending, you know, we've all seen that sort of stuff before.
Well, sad ending that turned into a happy ending. We won't go too much into it in case you want to watch it, but Hunger Games going through the second round.
Alrighty, what's up for number two?
The 33 seed, Hercules, versus the 32 seed, 300, Rise of... Was it Rise of what? I've got here ROAE. I can't remember what's there.
I can't remember. Look, it's just 300, the second one.
The
second 300.
And it was that good, we don't even remember it. Yeah. So I think we should go Hercules. It's the Rock's performance in this movie, next level. I'm a massive Dwayne Johnson fan.
I was a huge fan of Ian McShane's performance as well as the Shaman.
It's pretty good.
It's very good. 302.
301 would have won this
match. Yeah, definitely. 302, very unmemorable.
Yeah.
Not a lot happened again. It's just a lot of stabbing and slow motion fight scenes.
Yep.
I think it's lost.
That's it. Hercules moves on to second round. Third matchup, the 17 seed, The Maze Runner, versus the 48
Seed. All right.
Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit.
All right. I'm going for Maze Runner on this one. What about you?
Easily. Maze Runner, also a teeny-ish movie, but unique storyline.
Yeah, I think
Jack Ryan's cookie cutter movie, same.
Yeah,
same
it's a common theme coming out with movies these days, this kind of teenagery thrown into like a game setting where they've got to escape. We've got Hunger Games, we've got
Divergent,
yes, Insurgent, The Maze Runner, they're all just, you know, covered
but
copy.
But we'll give it The Maze Runner's unique
definitely
plot.
Yeah.
Give that one.
Maze Runner's in.
Next round. Next matchup, we have the 49 seed, Annie. versus The Amazing Spider-Man 2, which is a 16 seed.
Okay. I haven't seen The Amazing Spider-Man, and I haven't seen Annie either, but just on... You know, we did just say that we don't know a lot about superheroes, but I have seen the original Spider-Mans. I think I'm going to go with Spider-Man.
I have seen both of these movies. And Annie, if you haven't seen it, congratulations.
You've saved yourself an hour and a half.
It is so bad. I can't even explain how bad it is. I almost want to tell you to go see it just so you can experience the badness.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Yeah, that's the benefits of not having a girlfriend.
Well, my girlfriend came to see it with me, and she's a big fan of the other Annie movies that are out there, and she was super excited to see it, and she was devastated at the poor quality of the movie, so we're going to take her word on it.
Yeah, you made a mistake just by going to see that.
We all make mistakes, mate. Next matchup, The Other Woman, which is the ninth highest grossing movie in 2014, versus Wild Card, Let's Be Cops, which was pretty funny.
Okay, I hate that fat guy in Let's Be Cops. What's his name?
The fat guy. What were you thinking of?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. I just thought it was the fat guy. Anyway.
You talk about like the curly head
guy? Yeah.
Are you thinking of 22 Jump Street guy?
Oh, is he in it?
No, Let's Be Cops is like that guy you see in every movie, but you never remember his name.
Oh, is he the one in... Nah, I've lost it.
Anyway, movie. The Other Woman wins.
The Other Woman, yeah.
Kate Upton, goddamn.
Goddamn, right. A bit of Cameron Diaz.
Jamie
Lannister from Game of Thrones. Cheating son of a bitch.
All right, so next matchup. Alexander, a terrible, good, very bad day, Disney movie, 41 seed, versus the Grand Budapest Hotel, which is a 24 seed. Before I continue, I should say that our good friend and fan of the podcast, Cam McMillan, believes the Grand Budapest Hotel should win this bracket. I said I'd give him a shout out on this podcast because he took my shift at work the other day.
What a boss. Good bloke.
He deserved it. So big shout, Cam. What do you reckon about the Grand Budapest Hotel?
Well, let me start off by talking about that all-star cast. Yeah. I mean, it had some of my favourites in it. Adrian Brody, Willem Dafoe, Jeff Goldblum. Everyone loves a bit of Jurassic Park. Jude Law, Bill Murray, Edward Norton.
Edward Norton should be at the top of that list.
You reckon he's a bit of an underrated actor?
He is so underrated.
I'm not a huge fan. He butchered the Hulk.
So American History X, God, that's like top five movies all time.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, so Grand Budapest Hotel, I mean, it's a classic. Everyone loved it. It's getting rave reviews, or it has got rave reviews. It's about a concierge in a hotel set between the First and Second World War.
Just go see it.
Yeah, he becomes friends with the little kid in the hotel.
They
get
way too much.
Okay, it's a great story, but yeah.
A Disney movie with Steve Carell.
Okay.
Just don't waste time.
Unless it's Despicable Me, it's out.
Oh, yeah, that's not Disney.
Pixar?
DreamWorks.
It's all the same shit.
Anyways,
move on
to the next matchup. Grand Budapest Hotel goes through. All right, the 25 scene. Night. I keep saying scene.
Seed.
The 25th seed. Night at the Museum.
Secret of the Tomb.
I knew that. I just didn't say that.
He's looking at the acronym.
I haven't seen it.
What the fuck does that stand for?
Anyway.
Night at the Museum 3, Secret of the Tomb.
Secret of the Tomb versus the 40th seed, Las Vegas. Even without seeing Night at the Museum, I'm happy to go with that because Las Vegas was great.
Yeah, Las Vegas had a lot of potential. Good cast, but, you know, Night at the Museum 3.
Did you say washed up cast? I agree.
Washed up cast. Well, yeah, they used to be all stars. Night at the Museum 3, it was one of Robin Williams' last movies.
Yeah.
I think it was a good send-off. So, just not on that, it was a good movie. It was funny. It had funny parts, kind of shit at the same time, but it's definitely better than Las Vegas.
Is it better than The Last Night at the Museums? Because I didn't like either of them.
Well, if you didn't like either of those, then I'm sorry. I have something to tell you,
Moving
buddy.
On.
Okay.
All right. We've got our next matchup is Wild Card.
Wild card.
57 seed, The Judge.
Ooh, I loved it.
Me too. Versus 22 Jump Street, the 8th highest grossing movie.
Okay. Look, I think 22 Jump Street was good for a laugh, but at the same time, they knew what they were making was a piece of shit. And they pointed out in the movie, they were making jokes at themselves. You know, they're talking about the budget for the movie, yeah, the plot, you know, the whole ice cube. Oh, look, he's in a big glass box, kind of like a cube. You know, it's, yeah.
Cheesy.
It's cheesy. And, like, I did enjoy the movie, but I think if you come down to, like, storytelling,
yeah,
The Judge, Robert Duvall, Robert Downey Jr., I think it was great.
I get straight off the bat and say I don't really like Robert Downey Jr. Like, what's that movie did with Zach Galifianakis? Due Date. I didn't really like that.
I thought you loved that.
Due Date?
Have been another one.
I hate Iron Man movies. I hate Iron Man
movies. You've seen one.
Okay, I've seen one.
Yeah, he's seen one.
And because of that, I hate the movies.
All right.
But The Judge, I really, really like The Judge. I think it's a good spot to take out this episode.
Yeah, I think so.
Big upset.
Robert Downey Jr., I mean, he does just play himself in all of his movies, yeah, but I think it worked well for him this time.
All right. Next.
Next up.
Oh, we're in for a good one here. Shit. The potential favorite. Mickey's favorite to take this out. Okay. One of two.
Okay.
The 5th seed, The Wolf of Wall Street versus another wild card, Kevin Hart's Ride Along.
Okay. I didn't see Kevin Hart's Ride Along.
Pretty funny.
Cheesy.
Funny.
Look, I did...
Black Hammer. I haven't seen that.
I saw part of The Wolf of Wall Street. I got about halfway through, and it got to the point where I just wanted to go to bed. It was so boring.
All right, Appendix A, Dan's shit-tasting movies, Exhibit 1.
Here we go. No, I look, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Amazing.
On your main.
Amazing.
Got any Oscars? No, he doesn't. I'm pulling that card out. Cold. Look, I like Leo, but look, I didn't enjoy the movie. I don't know.
Okay, well, we're going to ignore your take on
this.
Even
if it did have good old Margot Robbie in it.
Margot Robbie, classic. Dan pronounces it Margot, idiot. Okay, so because you have only seen half of one of the movies and not the other, okay, I'm going to make the decision.
You can make the
and
decision.
Say The Wolf of Wall Street is advancing.
I'll let it happen. I mean, I'm sure Kevin Hart is good stand-up, but his movies are a bit...
They're funny. Like, if you haven't seen The Wedding Ringer, which came out this year...
No, I haven't.
You should. It's
okay.
Pretty good.
Well, it's better than
Ride Along, for sure. All right. Next matchup. 37 seed, Jersey Boys, which I haven't seen.
Nope, neither have I.
Okay. Well, the next movie is the 28 seed, which I really liked. I think you appreciated, but didn't like as much as me. Saving Mr. Banks.
Okay.
Tom Hanks' second greatest movie after Castaway, in my opinion.
I did like his performance.
Good. Mrs. Travers, dominated.
She's a real bitch.
What was her driver's name again?
Ralphie. Everyone loves Ralphie.
Boy.
Yeah. No, I think Mrs. Travers, actually, she was in a lot of the Little Britain skits.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, for those of you who've seen Little Britain, she's the one who breastfeeds in public.
Okay.
Her 30-year-old son. Yeah, no. Okay. So it's kind of hard to look at her seriously.
We're going to keep this podcast PG, guys. So
okay.
Move on from that.
Moving on.
Saving Mr. Banks goes through. Next. Oh, definite upset here for sure. The 44 seed, A Million Ways to Die in the West.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Cheesy. Funny cheesy.
Yeah, okay. What's it up against?
The 21 seed, don't even know how this is possible, The Water Diviner.
Okay.
Trash. I saw it at the cinemas, unfortunately, and I could not wait to get out.
Yeah, look, I didn't...
There's one great scene, though. Have you seen it?
No, I didn't see it on the merit that it looked shit.
Yeah. There's one classic scene. For those who've seen it, the scene about the pack of cigarettes and a lighter, that there was...
Everyone
really
loves
funny.
The cigarette.
Like, everyone just went hysterical. So it was pretty funny. Anyway, so A Million Ways to Die in the West?
Yeah, look, I think the Doc Brown cameo, you know...
I hated the Doc Brown cameo.
I don't care. It was good.
I love the Barney Stinson mustache.
I think they pulled the whole thing off. You know, it was this classic Family Guy-esque humor.
That's pretty good.
All right.
We'll put that one through. Upset there. 44 takes out 21. All right, next seeds. Wolf Creek 2 at 53.
All right.
Versus one of the worst movies of this year, the 12 seed.
The 12 seed. And what is that?
Interstellar.
Oh, come on.
Please tell us about it.
Interstellar. I mean, scientifically, the whole movie is possible. Besides the fact that we don't have the technology yet, everything that they do is possible. They stick to the scientific method beautifully. The whole movie its sound.
So if we're going to judge movies on the merit that it's plausible, if I made a movie about the greenness of broccoli, is that going to be the fact
that they made it so scientifically sound and the visuals in it, the whole thing, the storyline, I loved it. Like, I can't go past it. It was an epic.
Well, I thought Wolf Creek was trash, so I'm happy to.
Well, look, I did see Wolf Creek too. I mean, there's a scene where the guy's driving down the road in his truck listening to Wimawa from The Lion King, and he's running over kangaroos. Yeah. So I think we'll give it to Interstellar.
Interstellar's moving on.
All right.
Next matchup. The 13 seed, Neighbours, or Bad Neighbours, as it's called in Australia. It's called Neighbours in the US.
Yes.
Versus the 52 seed, Into the Storm.
All right. It's a bit of Seth Rogen and Dave Franco up against, I can't even remember who was in it. Into the Storm, it was so unremarkable.
Yeah, Bad Neighbours is funny. It was really funny.
I liked it.
A lot of people don't like Dave Franco. I'm a pretty big fan.
Yeah, he plays
the same character.
a whiny little bitch, but you can't help but
he's a very good whiny
root for
bitch.
Him. Yeah. Was it Zac Efron was in Bad Neighbours as well? Yeah, he was the main one. That's right. I don't know. Dave Franco just
Dave
must
Franco
be a lot more memorable.
So Dave Franco's performance is good. What's that Aussie chick's name? That's him.
I don't know. She was in
Bridesmaids.
Yeah,
she's really good.
She's funny.
I'm a big fan. So we're gonna go with Bad Neighbours.
Bad Neighbours. All right.
Done. All right. Next matchup: 45 seed Nonstop versus the 20 seed The Book Thief.
Okay. Now The Book Thief. I think The Book Thief, you know, it's using that same drawn-out Nazi Germany story. We've all seen The Piano Man with the guy with the big nose. I don't know his name. But it's, you know, it's that same tragic Jewish people, Anne Frank type.
Yeah.
You know, got to steal books, we'll share it. You know, it's a good story, but it's just overused. Now, in saying that...
It has. I'm glad you're
in saying that. Nonstop, classically in Mason. You might as well have taken the storyline from Taken and put it on a plane because that's all it is. But, you know, if we're going on enjoyability, I really enjoyed Nonstop a lot more than I did The Book Thief.
As
I thought The Book Thief, you know, it's like, you know, meant to be an emotional roller coaster. And for that fact, you know, as I said, the whole Nazi Germany thing, it's overplayed. I think, you know, even though Taken, the whole, you know,
every movie ever
with Liam Neeson, except for Star Wars, you know, I'd give it to Nonstop. And I know that's going to upset a lot of people.
The fans might riot, but that's why you're not on the podcast. And we're going to give it to Nonstop.
All right, moving on.
In our next matchup, we have the 29 seed, one of your faves, The Edge of Tomorrow.
Oh,
versus
I didn't like it.
The 36 seed, Sex Tape.
Okay.
I think Sex Tape was a cheesy comedy. Didn't find it that funny.
Yep.
Also, I thought Edge of Tomorrow was good effects, very good special effects.
It took me at least 20 minutes to explain the ending to Mickey so that he could wrap his mind around what happened.
I'm not a big fan of like scientific, futuristic kind of movies.
Okay,
but I can appreciate the uniqueness, can appreciate the plot line.
Okay.
After Dan's stupid explanation about the ending, I guess.
It makes a little bit of sense. Look, I wasn't... But, like, the ending is definitely the movie's weak point. I love the science movies, in case you haven't realised already. But, yeah, the movie was... The ending was a bit weak. But I think the rest of the movie makes up for it in that it has a solid, you know, progression and some cool shit happens.
Have I told you how much I hate Tom Cruise?
Oh, yeah, I agree. I don't like him either. But
Except in Jerry Maguire. Great movie. Have you seen Jerry Maguire?
I haven't seen Jerry Maguire.
Dan's going to watch Jerry Maguire.
Right, it's on the list.
All right. So we're going to move on.
What's up next?
Tomorrow.
We're giving that air tomorrow? All right. Yeah.
All right. So now the 4 seed. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, shit.
Great movie.
I loved it.
Great movie. Versus another wild card. This is where I leave you. You haven't seen that one yet, have you?
No, I haven't.
This is where I leave you is pretty good. It's got Jason Bateman.
Give us the synopsis. Is this the one where she's locked in her body?
No, we went through this last time.
We did. Okay, that's If I Stay. Okay. This is where I leave you.
This is where I leave you is Jason Bateman. Tina Fey.
I love Tina Fey.
Adam Driver. Jane Fonda plays Jason Bateman.
Jane Fonda. Man, she looks good for an 80-year-old. Or near on 80. No.
All right. We're going to pretend that didn't happen. Basically, Jason Bateman's dad dies. He goes up to see him, see the family. They all do a shiver.
Oh, that's right. Yes, I know what movie we're talking about now.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But for the fans.
For the fans, they he reunites with a long lost love because he's before his dad dies, his wife cheats on him. There's a big sad thing, and he spends time with his family, reconnects with his brothers and stuff. And it's like a feel good movie.
Yeah, classic.
I already forgot what it was up against. Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh yeah, that's it. As much as I like this, is where I leave you. Guardians of the Galaxy was great.
You know, they for a Marvel film, they really nailed it. Especially for its first movie, that shit was intense. I loved it.
Yeah, I'll be honest. When I saw the trailers, like I don't know anything about superheroes or superhero movies, so I don't know where everyone fits into everything. But when I saw an animated tree and what is it, a
fucking raccoon? Yeah.
When I saw that, I'm like, Brute and Rocket. that wrestler who plays what's his name, the big muscle dude,
Drax.
Yeah, Drax is like Batista from WWE plays him.
Is that Batista?
Yeah, it's Batista. Oh, fuck. And I was like, this is going to be so crap.
I am Groot.
And then I saw it and yeah, I was like, this is probably my favorite superhero movie.
I thought the same thing. When I first saw the trailers, I thought, yeah, look, I'll see it, but I'm betting on it being crap.
Yeah.
And it really did surprise me. I mean, John C. Reilly as well. Where the fuck did he come from in that movie?
I'm not even a fan of his either.
Glenn Close is also in it. They're just pulling on all these actors. I mean,
what's the main guy? Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. That's
Chris Pratt is killer.
I think right now everyone just wants to be in a Marvel film. Line up and we'll let you in.
Well, it was the fourth highest grossing movie of the year. They obviously make cash.
I tell you what, Samuel L. Jackson would be disappointed if he wasn't in it. I think he's been in every single other Avengers film.
Oh, well, so Guardians of the Galaxy. Without a doubt. All right, next matchup, the 3-seed Transformers Age of Extinction.
I liked it.
Versus the wild card Nightcrawler.
Okay, I didn't like it.
You didn't like Nightcrawler?
No, I think that's going to be a bit of an upset for the people. But
upset? It's a 3-seed versus a wild card.
I think, I've heard good things about Nightcrawler from other people.
Yeah.
I personally thought it was pretty slow, boring. The guy in it, like Jake Gyllenhaal, he just plays a creep and you can't relate to his character at all.
Yeah.
He's just a real sort of perverted bastard. I mean, yeah. Transformers, on the other hand,
was also pretty crappy.
It was also pretty crappy, but at the same time,
like Mark Wahlberg lost a lot of respect.
You go there to watch a bunch of giant pieces of metal fighting each other, and that's what you get.
I'm willing to give it to Transformers just based on the grossing profit difference.
Yeah, well, I'd give it to it on, you know, entertainability and, you know, Optimus Prime. I mean, John Goodman played a Transformer. You can't go past that.
All right. Transformers moving on. Next matchup. 35-seed, which is surprising. I thought this would be so much higher. 12 Years a Slave versus the 30-seed, The Monuments Men.
Okay. Look, I know we're going to disagree on this one, and I'll probably give it to 12 Years a Slave just based on popularity. I really enjoyed Monuments Men. Have you seen it?
No.
No. Well, look, for its cast, they could have done a lot better, which is what a lot of people are probably thinking when it came out.
Definitely.
I read
mixed reviews.
12 Years a Slave, I found the storyline kind of boring. We're just going to let that slide.
No. 12 Years a Slave was great. The only gripe, if I may, we're really grinding my gears about 12 Years
Let
a Slave.
Let me guess. Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. I'm watching the movie, I'm like, oh, Brad Pitt's in this. I don't even know.
No.
Next minute, he ain't even in it. Then right.
It must be like an Oceans thing, because it's similar to Matt Damon's appearance in Interstellar. It's kind of...
like, they could have cast anybody to play that role.
Yeah, they really could have. It's like, oh, cool. Thanks for that. How much money did you spend on that and not put into something else? So.
That's it. 12 Years a Slave storyline is great. And I think it should advance to the next round over Monuments Men.
Yeah, look, I'll give it to you.
Thanks. All right, but now we're next up. We're the 19th seed, Godzilla.
Okay.
Versus the 46th seed, Annabelle.
Okay. I think they're both pretty shit.
I thought Godzilla was terrible, and I thought Annabelle wasn't worth watching, so I didn't.
Well, yeah, I only watched half of Godzilla, and it was terrible.
It was.
And I didn't even get that far with Annabelle. I mean, Bryan Cranston should have been in Godzilla for a lot longer. I mean, who doesn't love Bryan Cranston? I mean, Hal, Walter White. Yeah, look, I'd give it to Godzilla, though, from what I saw.
Yeah, that's it. I don't think there's much to talk about it, Godzilla. No,
it's
I reckon the only reason it got to the 19th seed because it is Godzilla.
Yeah, it's all in the brand name, really.
Yeah, and it was trash. But anyway, if you like trash, go watch it. Next matchup, we have the 51 seed, Blended.
Blended.
Versus the 14 seed, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Just want to clarify that though we eliminated animated movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are wearing costumes.
It's a live action film.
Live action.
With CGI.
Yeah.
Look, I don't think Adam Sandler's made a good movie
since, in a very long time.
Since maybe The Longest Yard. Like, I don't know. Yep. A long time.
Yep. I'd give a asterisk to Grown Ups 2 because it's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But everything since, like, Click has been garbage.
Yeah.
Like Click, garbage. Funny People, garbage.
Oh, Funny People.
What's the one where he dresses up as
Jack and Jill?
Jack and Jill.
Fuck.
That was beyond garbage.
That was so bad.
I don't know. What happened to Adam Sandler? Like,
he's had a fall from grace. You see, he's going to be in that new movie called Pixar where, like, giant Pac-Man attacks the city.
Oh, my God.
You see, look, the movie might have been all right, but then they cast him in it, so.
How can you go from Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Mr. Deeds, Big Daddy?
All the classics.
Just classic movies to some of the absolute trash. He's done an Eddie Murphy.
He's done an Eddie Murphy. All right. It's like Norbit all over again.
And I think that makes it obvious we're going to give it to Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I didn't think that was that great either, but yeah, I was
it was so corny.
Big fan growing up in my bedroom when I was a kid.
I used to play it on the old
posters.
I used to play it on the old, you know, arcade games.
I had it on Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Better than Adam Sandler's crap anyway.
Definitely. I thought it had potential because I really liked 51st Dates, and then when I saw they cast them again in a movie,
maybe, but
I thought it'd be good, and it really wasn't. All right, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles going on. Next matchup in the tournament is the 11th seed.
All right, what have we got?
We're going to have an argument here. Right. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes versus the 54 seed 47 Ronin.
Okay.
Or is it Ronin?
I don't
know how to say it.
Either one. What's the argument about here?
I agree that Dawn of the Planet of the Apes should win.
Have you seen 47 Ronin?
I have.
When?
Never.
Exactly.
Damn it.
So I think this one's pretty straight up. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, you know, it's more than just apes. If you look into it,
Actually, 47 Ronin the one with Keanu Reeves, isn't it?
I
have seen it.
Yeah, well, it was that memorable you forgot you've seen it. No, if you've ever heard Neil deGrasse Tyson talk about the Planet of the Apes movies, it'll make you see him in a different light. The whole
this guy and Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'm not even kidding. He's like got the biggest crush on him.
I do. If I could meet any one person, it'd be him. He is amazing. He's infectious.
And I guarantee you, all of our listeners, which isn't many,
don't know who Neil deGrasse Tyson is. Well,
don't
you're missing out. You're missing out. I know Cam knows Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's a big fan.
Cam's got two shout outs now. You owe me another shift, Cam.
All right, Cam. Me too.
All right.
We're giving it to...
We are giving it to Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, but I want to talk a little more about how overrated that movie is.
Can I just say that the title is a bit long-winded? Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay, maybe.
But look, I think, it was probably pretty... I liked it. I really liked it. I think it was better than the first one with James Franco.
Yeah. Anything. Okay. We're not going to know it's James Franco. I'm not really a fan.
No. Okay. Better than... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. We'll give it to the apes. Okay.
As we know. All right, 43 seed, Horrible Bosses 2.
I watched that just yesterday. I've been doing some research. Look, Kevin Spacey, I love that guy.
Have you seen the first?
I like the cut of his jib. I have seen the first.
What did you like better?
I don't know. I think I'd put them at about equal leveling. Like I think
I didn't
both
like
good.
The first one. I didn't hate it. I just thought, man.
I liked the first one because it had more Kevin Spacey.
And I really liked the second one. I thought it was real funny.
Yeah, look,
cheap humor.
Motherfucker Jones. they bought. Hey, put...
Maybe bleep that.
This is explicit, by the way. He did say PG, but that's a lot of shit. We all know. Christoph Waltz makes an appearance. Kevin Spacey, Jennifer Aniston.
Kevin Spacey was good.
It's just classic. I really liked it.
It's up against.
Oh, we talked about it before we even know what it's up against. Okay.
It is up against the 22 seed, The Fault in Our Stars.
Okay. I haven't seen it. That's based on the book by John Green. He has his own.
It was a massive hit.
It was. It was.
And I think I would be castrated by my girlfriend if I gave it to Horrible Bosses 2 here. The Fault in Our Stars, although I didn't enjoy the movie, I can appreciate that it was a good movie.
Did you shed a tear? A lot of people shed a tear.
I don't cry in movies. I never have. I came close in a couple, but I'm not going to talk about them yet.
So okay. Are they coming up or are they in the past?
Not this year. I'm talking about like Tom's classics.
Classics.
Like, remember, Titans are pretty fucking sad.
Okay. Coach Carter.
Coach Carter was sad. It's not like tear sad.
Yeah, look. All right.
But anyway, don't judge me.
So you want to give it to Fault in Our Stars.
I want to do just based on...
based on the public's opinion.
Yeah, like, look, I don't think it'd be just to give a sequel
of
a cheesy comedy movie over something that was... achieved such success as Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah, look, John Green, he has his own YouTube channel.
I don't know who John Green is.
Yeah, he has a YouTube channel with his brother. They do like science videos. It was unexpected to see.
Oh, here we go.
It was unexpected to see something like that come from him, but I think it was, you know, I haven't seen the movie, but it's on my list. It looks good.
Okay, Fault in Our Stars it is.
Okay.
Next matchup, 27 seed, Divergent. How was that low?
I watched that 2 days ago. I think actually I might have watched that the same day as I watched Horrible Bosses. Yeah, I did actually.
I don't understand how good 27. I thought that would have been like a Hunger Games kind of.
Wasn't that good.
But it's still, it's based on those books. It's based on like a Twilight, Hunger Games. Everything that comes out
it's
from books.
It's been done before, that's crazy. The thing.
Hunger Games? Yeah. It's not really. It's kind of a different premise.
Yeah, well, kind of.
Unique. It's unique, but still fits into the whole teeny category.
It's so kiddie. Like, yeah. I don't know.
I thought it was all right. It is up against the 38 seed.
I just loved it when Kate Winslet got punched in the face.
Oh,
she had that coming.
That's nice.
What's it up against?
In Between Us 2.
Okay. Crap.
Crap.
Crap, crap, crap. I saw crap. The first... Look, yeah, crap. Mega crap.
I haven't been talking about The In Between Us.
Yeah. I saw the first movie. I don't think I'd bother with the second. I kind of enjoyed it. Not a lot.
Yeah, you have to be that kind of person to like that kind of movie.
Yeah, I think you have to be watching it with somebody who enjoys it.
I think you have to be substance affected
to enjoy that. Okay.
So we're just going to move on. Give it to Divergent.
Divergent it is.
Now, back to the movie you're going to confuse with. This is where I leave you. Wildcard. If I Stay.
If I Stay, yes. Versus, this is the one where she's got locked-in syndrome. Okay.
Versus the second movie, which I believe is a favourite to take out this whole bracket.
Oh. What is it?
Gone Girl.
Gone Girl. Okay. All right. On those two movies, I'll give it to Gone Girl.
Obviously, you're going to give it to Gone Girl because it was the greatest movie of the year.
We'll see about that.
It was insane.
We will see about
Affleck that. Is my guilty pleasure.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm a big fan.
It's just my pleasure. No, look, I enjoyed Gone Girl. The ending, I found, you know, it was a twist. I think it was an unexpected ending, and maybe that's why I don't like it as much as I should.
Yeah.
I mean, that bitch, I hope they make a second one where she gets her comeuppance. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But you should have seen it by now. We're in 2015, guys. Come on.
Man, I didn't mind the ending. If I Stay was trash in my eyes, like Crystal.
It's another
I'm going to call my girlfriend Crystal from now on, so I don't have to keep saying my girlfriend. Crystal loved it, and...
Yeah, look.
Trash. I don't care. I gave her... What did I still... I gave her... Fault in Our Stars. I'm not giving it
this one
too. Gone Girl is great, though. So it's not even a conversation. And Ben Affleck. Why are the guilty pleasure guys Justin Timberlake? Is he in any movies on this list?
JT. I don't know if
when
he is.
When did Runner Runner come out?
That was a while ago.
I loved Runner Runner.
It wasn't bad.
Although we're not talking about Runner Runner. Another day. All right. Gone Girl's moving on.
Moving on.
7C. X-Men. Days of Future Past.
Oh, look. I reckon, you know, look, the four movies I think that this whole thing could come down to, I think it's X-Men, Guardians of the Galaxy, Gone Girl, and Interstellar. Those four, and I'm trying to include you in that too. I think those four are the heavyweights.
We're going to come to that.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. X-Men is up against wildcard John Wick.
Okay.
Let me say straight off the bat, although X-Men is obviously going to win here, John Wick, underrated.
He killed a lot of guys. I mean, in that bathtub scene in the bathhouse, I think he killed like 80 guys in under 5 minutes. That's a feat. I mean, that's more than Batman killed in the entire last Batman film.
Spoiler alert.
He didn't kill a single guy.
My major grew up with that movie is, you know, the scene where he's like dying outside on the ground and it's raining? Yeah. That went for like 45 minutes.
That went for a long time.
I was like going, come on. This is like nearing the end of the movie.
Is that where, and hurry, then he just stole a dog.
Yeah.
He just stole a dog. He stitched himself up and stole from the RSPCA. Okay, yeah, but X-Men.
Where do you rate this X-Men in comparison to past X-Men?
It's the best one.
I would agree.
Definitely. Best one. Like, they came out swinging. I mean, yeah.
I think...
Michael Fassbender, Ian McKellen, you know, Patrick Stewart, Hugh Jackman. The list goes on and on. It's Scarlet... Not Scarlet, what's her name? Hunger Games chick. Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah. Yeah, her as well.
Yeah, I think...
And not just the cast.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Adam, if you're listening. Adam's our friend who's the biggest comic book superhero you'll ever meet. And I think, can't remember, I saw a movie with him. I think it was the Days of Future Past, and he thought that was the best X-Men as well. And if he thinks it's the best X-Men, it's the best X-Men.
Yeah, look, it was great.
All right, X-Men moving on. Next matchup. The 39 seed, RoboCop. I have not seen it.
Yeah, well...
Okay, versus the 26 seed, the 100-foot journey.
Okay, haven't seen that. And is it better than what you think RoboCop is?
I think it would be better than RoboCop because...
Let us know what happens. Give us a synopsis.
Basically, I won't give too much away in case you haven't seen it because I think it's a movie that a lot of people haven't seen because it looks like something you'd tell your parents to go see. But it is good. It's... Indian guy, great cook.
Ah, yes. This is the one with Helen Mirren, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, doesn't want to borrow him, and then he changes her mind.
Feel good.
Just watch it. It's like...
He can cook a mean curry, right?
It's not the greatest movie you'll ever see, but...
hey. I'm not... No, I've seen the trailers. There's a part where he wants to put curry powder in.
He does.
Yeah.
But it's definitely worth seeing. Just a pick-me-up. Feel good movie.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Give it a watch.
Yeah, look.
RoboCop. Garbage. Who was in it? Who played RoboCop?
I think it was that guy. He was in one of the Lord of the Rings. Right.
Yeah, don't worry about
it. Not very memorable.
If RoboCop's really good, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen it. So
it's out.
You can tell.
It's shit. Okay. It's
out. Right. Next matchup. 23 seed, Noah. Versus the 42 seed, The Equalizer.
Moving on. Noah was such a piece of shit. Far out. What the... Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It was so bad. I actually fell asleep. I don't fall asleep during movies often, but that was one where I was, I was out.
That was terrible. Don't waste your time. Equalizer, Denzel.
This motherfucker.
I'm a big Denzel fan. Probably in my top... One of my top movies of all time. I couldn't give a number one, but Training Day is up there. I really like Training Day. A big Denzel fan. Equalizer wasn't his best work, but it was pretty good.
Yeah, I liked it.
Enjoy.
I liked it more than I liked Noah. Yeah,
I liked The Wiggles more than Noah. Anyway, moving on then. Wild card. The best worst movie... I'd say the best crap movie you could possibly see in 2014.
Oh.
Need for Speed. With Jesse Pinkman.
Jesse Pinkman.
What's his real name?
Oh, God. I know it.
Jesse Pinkman's the... kid from the Breaking Bad series.
Jesse Pinkman. I'm going to look it up. Yeah. Keep talking. Keep the ball rolling. All right.
Up against another superhero movie, the 10th seed, Captain America, The Winter Soldier.
Oh, I love that.
Definitely going to beat Need for Speed, but Need for Speed is so crap and cheesy that it is great. I loved it.
You serious?
Yeah. I loved it. I don't think... No way it's better than Captain America. I wouldn't beat any movies on this list, but...
The guy's name's Aaron Paul. For your fans who are dying to know.
Aaron Paul was good in it. Like, he's a shit actor. He
played the same role as he does in Breaking Bad? That's what I'm assuming.
He plays the same
kind of like... Bit of a typecast.
Like
dropkick.
Dropkicky kind of bloke.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the sheer crappiness of it. And I would watch it again just to enjoy the crappiness once more.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'd rather watch Captain America over that again.
Yeah, I don't think Captain America was that good.
I think it was better than the first one.
I don't think I've seen the first one. Did the first one have like a subtitle? Like
there's
Captain America something?
The First Avenger.
No, I don't think I've seen it.
No. Yeah. It's the one with Hugo Weaving in it. No?
No, I haven't seen it.
Moving on. We're giving it to Captain America anyway.
10 seed, moving on.
Unanimous.
The 15 seed. Angelina Jolie's Maleficent.
Yeah, I saw it.
Versus the 50th seed, which is surprising, Mrs. Brown Boys The Movie.
Oh, okay.
Just because it says The Movie.
The Movie.
It is getting eliminated.
It's, look, fuck that.
I haven't seen the movie, but I've seen Mrs. Brown Boys stuff, hated it.
It's like they've taken Mrs. Doubtfire and they've butchered her. It's terrible.
Maleficent is okay.
Maleficent, yeah, look, it's a lot more watchable than that. Yeah. Mrs. Brown crap.
Yep.
Oh, I think so.
Maleficent. Moving on.
All right.
The 47 seed, Dracula Untold.
Yeah, okay.
Versus the 18 seed, Lucy.
Lucy. Oh, I've seen them both.
Are you ready?
Okay. I'm probably going to be unpopular here. Lucy, I think the movie only went for 89 minutes, which for me, the movie should go longer than that. A movie for me needs to be at least 2 hours. Okay, but that aside, the ending of the movie, it wrapped up way too quickly. I mean, I think they wasted Morgan Freeman's potential in that film. I mean, she just starts disintegrating shit. I don't know. The whole thing. It's just bad.
In the research of this list, like before I made this bracket and decided to go with seeding him by order of profit. Or what is it? Profit?
Yeah. Box office.
Yeah. Before ranking of that, I just looked up a lot of lists of people, how they were ranking him. And Lucien is in a lot of people's top 10.
I think everyone just wants to see Scarlett Johansson's tits, to be honest. I'm just saying.
I would give it to Lucy based on the fact that it grows so much more and I'm not a big fan of Dracula movies. But because I did not enjoy either movie, I'm happy to let you have Dracula on this one and piss off the fans.
Dracula had the guy who plays Dracula, it's a guy from The Hobbit, the human, I can't remember his name. But it's also got Charles Dance, who is one of my favourite actors. He plays Tywin Lannister in Game of Thrones. He's just a real boss.
All right, so would you say this at least? Would you recommend that the fans of this show watch Dracula on top?
I wouldn't recommend that you watch either of them. I think they're a complete waste of time. But if I had to choose, then I'd probably say Dracula over Lucy. But then again, everyone's taste is different, and that's why we're here. So I'd still go with Dracula.
Well, neither of them are going deep anyway, so they're probably eliminated next round regardless. So we're just going to give it to Dracula.
All right, Dracula it is.
All right. Next matchup. Dan was trying to get me to watch this movie for a very long time, and I eventually did. The 31st seed, Fury.
Yes.
Versus the 34th seed, Exodus, Gods and Kings.
Okay.
Have you seen Gods and Kings?
I watched that not long ago as well,
About a week ago. had a go.
Well, I recently just got back from Egypt, for the fans who don't know, and Exodus, Gods and Kings is set in Egypt. So I was really just watching it to see, you know, so I could point it. Oh, I've been there. It was a
You've
shit
been
movie.
Everywhere, man.
It was, it was real bad. I mean, the coolest part was when the crocodiles flocked to the Nile and just kill everyone, and they turned the Nile into blood. That was sick. But the rest of the movie, I mean, I can't even remember who was in it. I mean, who is it? It's Christian Bale. It's Christian Bale, Sigourney Weaver, and then there's that Aussie guy. He's one of the fighters in that boxing movie you like that we watched, The Warrior. Joel Edgerton. He's in it. Edgerton? Yeah. That guy's in it. Yeah. It was just shit. It was real shit.
I hate war movies with a passion. Like ancient war, like 300 and Troy, I don't mind those kind of movies, but like actual war, like Saving Private Ryan, the Pearl Harbor, I hate them. So I didn't want to watch Fury, but Dan forced me to, and I really liked it. Favorite war movie.
Yeah, look, the realism in it, and just there was it was quite boring in the middle, but it finished with a bang.
Brad Pitt was great.
Shia LaBeouf, biggest surprise.
He is trash actor.
He's terrible.
And I liked him in Paranoia.
Yeah, Disturbia.
Disturbia. What's Paranoia?
I think it's
I made it up. Disturbia. I thought he was real good in it. Although he played the same douchebag he always plays. Breakout role, I think, is Fury.
I was reading some article about him finding Christianity or something. I don't care. If it makes him act better, then, you know, good luck to him.
Yeah.
But I think
he gets
did,
more roles like this.
Yeah, if he was cast in those kind of roles a bit more, he would have a bit more of an opportunity to show
like
his potential.
Like a serious guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
I mean, he looked like he was about 30 in that movie.
Yeah.
That facial hair.
I like it.
Yeah.
The only thing I remember about Exodus, although I haven't seen it, what I remember is at the time it was out, I feel like it was out forever.
It was.
And every week I wanted to feel like we were going to go to the movies. Everyone's like, let's go to the movies. I look it up and Exodus was like the only movie we haven't seen. And I'm like, are we going to go see it?
Nah, it never happened. And you saved yourself a good $15.
All right, Fury's moving on. The last matchup of the first round.
All right.
Is Wildcard, 3 Days to Kill versus the second seed, Hobbit, TBOFA.
The Battle of Five Armies.
I knew that.
No, you didn't. Okay. Have you seen either of these?
I have seen 3 Days to Kill.
You have? Is it Kevin Costner?
Kevin Costner.
Yeah. What do you think of it?
It was unrealistic. Have you seen?
I watched the first 20 minutes and turned it off.
Basically, this guy is going to die and these people hire him to kill someone unless he does it, like, every day they keep injecting him with something that's going to keep him alive.
Sounds like that movie with Jason Statham. What's that one called?
Is it Crank?
Crank, yeah.
It's kind of like that. Yeah, if he doesn't do what they say, he's not going to get the injection to keep him alive. He's forced to be a hitman because he used to be a hitman. So it's good to watch once and then never watch it again.
Yeah, look.
I'm not a fan of... I've never seen any of the Lord of the Rings movies.
This motherfucker.
I'm not a fan of all this, like... I've tried to watch, like, Game of Thrones, all that kind of stuff. I'm not a big fan of that. Hobbit fits into that category for me.
Okay. Yeah, well, look, I love the Lord of the Rings movies. I think the Hobbit...
Everyone does.
All three Hobbits. Oh, no, look, the first one was okay. But they're all... They're not on the same level as the Lord of the Rings. The third one is better than the second. Not as good as the first. Billy Connolly's in it. That was good for a bit of a laugh. There was one character in there who needed to die and didn't. That really pissed me off. But yeah, look, I think there was a few cool fight scenes. Legolas got his bow dirty. Yeah, I'd give it to The Hobbit out of those two.
Well, it's the second highest grossing movie, 2014. We can't not.
Yeah.
And that brings us to a close of the first round.
Alrighty, I think we'll call it quits here and we'll finish this off next time. We should be able to finish the rest of the bracket off.
Yep.
And we'll be able to tell you which movie was the number one for 2014.
Yes, we can. All right, so thanks for listening. If you want more, please. Make sure you click subscribe. Visit us. Visit our Facebook page. I think it's www.facebook.com/DanandMickey, spelled out, and Mickey.
Yep.
Or we have a... Oh, if you just go to that Facebook page, you can see... in the description, our website. You can visit us on there.
Feel free to leave a comment.
Or a donation. There's a PayPal button. Get us some mics so we can improve our audio quality.
Because I think it's pretty bad. Give you a shout out as well.
Yeah, if you leave a comment on either our Facebook page, click like, say something on the next podcast.
We'll give you a shout out. Yeah, we can do that.
All right, so thanks for listening and stay tuned for our next podcast.
Peace out.